Now is the time for Congress to act. Epstein was not alone. Several prominent male executives resigned from their powerful positions after this matter became widely politicized. Of course, this doesn't amount to guilt, but we still must work openly and transparently to uncover the truth.
Yeah, this is a masterstroke, I'll tell you what.
I call on Congress to provide the women who have been victimized by Epstein with a public hearing specifically centered around the survivors. Give these victims their opportunity to testify under oath in front of Congress with the power of sworn testimony. Each and every woman should have her day to tell her story in public if she wishes, and then her testimony should be permanently entered into the congressional record. Then, and only then, we will have the truth. Thank you.
Okay, so this is actually a master stroke on the Trump group. You see, I was saying all along that the girls never complained about Trump himself. There was some discussion about him, but none of the girls are claiming that had Trump had raped them, at least the girls that have come forth in Epstein, called the Epstein survivors, for lack of a better term. They're actually incredible people, but they had never overtly said anything wrong about Trump. So why they would have like Pam Bondi up there treating these girls like shit? Pam Bondi has got to be the biggest idiot in the world. She couldn't turn around and acknowledge the existence of these girls. It was infuriating. It caused everybody to hate this person deeply. Okay, so she's gone, thank God. But the reason why this is I don't want to give it the term masterstroke, but it's a good move on the part of Trump. It's just a move on the part of Trump. Nothing is authentic. It's just another move. But this move makes sense, at least. Because what they're going to do now is they're going to shift it away from, it's not going to be the emails. Everything is going to be the testimony of the girls. Trump knows that the girls have not said anything bad about him. So Trump's quite willing, hopefully, to throw whoever they girl's name, right? Whatever the girl's name or who they're saying at those conferences. So the girls have to be protected right now because once they get called up on the stand, the cat's out of the bag and it becomes part of the record. And this is Trump throwing a bunch of most likely to be goyim to the wolves, to the lions, right? Because he needs a distraction from his Jew problem right now. His war problem that he lost, his surrender, this stupid threat to annihilate the Iranians, just astonishing. What a absolute goof, right? So, Todd Blanche, the new acting attorney general, who's in charge of now the same thing that Pam Bondi did. He's not going to change. So what they're doing is they're going to distract you with the girls telling their story. The FBI is still not going to cooperate. The Justice Department will still not cooperate. I mean, unless you get have a march on Washington, this would be the time to organize a march on Washington, right? Epstein survivors alone have enough momentum that they could probably bring a million people from around the United States to encircle the Department of Justice and demand that the Epstein files, demand that the Department of Justice just obeys the law. simple. And the law is that you have to give the unredacted truth, right? Minus the victims' names. Of course, they do just the opposite. They release the victims and they protect all the perpetrators. We know. So, you know, I just throw these ideas out there. You know, right now you do have the power to have a march on Washington, to surround whatever, the White House, Justice Department, FBI, that's three places I could think of, Congress, you know, can only circle so many buildings, maybe a march from one to the next. Start with the FBI first, you know. That'll be a shocking start. Start with the FBI and then move on to the Justice Department, then over to the White House, and then to the Congress, and implicate everyone. They're all involved in the cover-up, you know. The Democrats are just as culpable. You know, these people... The whole time, Pam Bondi was just nobody thought to ask her. So, you keep on saying that the previous person didn't release it. That you keep on talking about Merrick Garland not releasing it. So basically, you're talking about two wrongs making a right, right? So you're going to perform the same wrong as Merrick Garland, and somehow that's your justification of your conduct as Attorney General. That two wrongs make it right. That's the only thing that's what it was, right? So she wasn't even sophisticated enough to do what they got Melania out in front on. I don't know. I doubt this was Melania's idea, but it could be. I don't know. But it is, in a sense, a master stroke, because it's not going to change anything with the Todd Blanchetts of the world. Todd Blanchett's going to leave town that day. He's going to be in a police conference over in, you know, some foreign country somewhere, maybe. As far away from this as possible. In fact, they'll all try to be, maybe. Nope, this was just a ploy. There's nothing authentic about this. There's nothing authentic. Everything is a ploy. Everything is a strategy. Everything is a tactic. Everything is a trick. Everything's a PR stunt. Everything's public relations. Everything's a psyop, a psychological operation. Everything, including this. This is not authentic. She didn't have this idea. It's a trick. So you have to look beyond what it is. I think it's a distraction. This thing came, you know, Trump... less than 2 hours after this statement was when Trump tweeted about attacks on Tucker Carlson, calling them stupid and has-beens or washed up or whatever he does, whatever he calls them. Tucker Carlson and Candace Owens, Alex Jones, and I think one or two others. So who knows what level of distraction that was. I think the guy's just losing it. I think he's losing it, you know. I think his decision is, anyways. Just thought I'd clarify that something. This is not them getting ahead of anything. This is throwing some goyim meat to the wolves, to the lions, because they know that the girls will finally get to tell their story. Yes, and they will talk about all the guys, all the names that we already know, because most of those. Have already been revealed. So it's going to be that again. I think there might be, I could be wrong here, and maybe there is some revelations. We'll see. But I think the calculus on the Trump cover-up team, because all they care about is covering this thing up. The calculus on the cover-up team is, yeah, the girls will talk about, you know, whatever, Prince Andrew, you know, Stephen Hawking, who's dead, Jeff Staley, who's already been talked about, you know, Alan Dershowitz. I don't know if there was any other girls that were able to have the contact with that guy, if it was just, if it was just the one who just passed away, sadly, Virginia Giuffre. Yep. So that's what that needs to be more thought about, just exactly what this means. And it could be that I don't know. It may be a way to diffuse it and just put it back to names we already know and focus the attention and like a release valve. That's what I think this is. I don't think there's going to be, and if there's are a few more revelations, it's probably low-level people that Trump doesn't care about. As long as it's not Trump, Trump's like, I could use this pressure relief valve right now. I think that's what this may be, because he's losing so desperately in the war.